A reading from the letter to the Philippians. Have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, who, though divine, did not cling to equality with God, but became utterly empty. Born a human, choosing the place of a slave, and in complete humility became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted Christ with a name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, the giver of life.
I was looking for pictures this week to use in this morning's bulletin. Sometimes I use those little drawings. Sometimes I use fine art. Sometimes I use photographs of current events. So to illustrate the arrest of Jesus, I looked at lots of pictures of people being arrested. Immigration police hauling off American citizens simply because they look Mexican. People being arrested protesting the Keystone XL pipeline. Human rights activists being arrested in Egypt and Russia and Burma. To illustrate the trial of Jesus before the Sanhedrins, I looked at a lot of pictures of church councils and trials, condemning and judging and excommunicating and defrocking all sorts of people. There are a lot of pictures. To illustrate the beating of Jesus, I looked at lots of pictures of street violence and state-sponsored violence, police brutality, domestic violence. To illustrate the imprisonment of Jesus, I looked at lots of pictures of people in jail. King and Gandhi and Mandela, civil rights workers. Millions of young black Americans thrown in jail on trivial drug charges and sentenced with life without possibility of parole, all for the sake of the benefit, the profit of some prison corporations. Lots of people in jail. To illustrate the crucifixion, I looked at a lot of pictures. The Holocaust and Rwanda, genocide here and there and everywhere, Americans shuffled off onto reservations in this country, street shootings, young people shot just because they're black and wearing a hoodie, beatings, lots of torture, Abu Ghraib, waterboarding, Guantanamo, it goes on and on and on. For pictures of the burial of Jesus, I looked at a lot of pictures of mothers weeping for their children. Mothers whose sons and daughters had been shot, who had starved, who had died because of diseases from the pollution in their air or water or soil, that they were too poor to escape and move to a better neighborhood. I finally settled on the least disturbing picture I could find. Mother of a young man who was disappeared by death squads in El Salvador. Think about the violence and injustice of this world and try to tell me that we do not need to be saved. Some people think of this story of the Passion of Jesus as God's doing, that somehow God needed for Jesus to die. I will tell you in no uncertain terms, God does not need any more violence. There's already enough. There is enough. This is the story of God stepping into the violence that's already here and meeting it with nothing but love. Notice in this story as it unfolds how everybody around Jesus is afraid. Everybody is terrified. At best, that leads them to be cowards, to make promises they won't keep, to run away when they were needed, to lie when they could have supported their best friend. At worst, it leads people to be mean and violent and cruel and vicious. And it's not just individuals, the entire system. You'll notice how it's built to just chew people up and throw them away. Religious systems as well as political systems. And in the middle of all that, notice Jesus. Watch him. Listen to him. He has nothing but love. There is no anger, no condemnation, no arguing, no fighting back, no condemning. Just love. He welcomes to his dinner table the people who he loves the most, even though he knows they will betray him. And at the place of honor, the one who dips right with him in the same bowl, right next to him, he puts Judas in the place of honor because he loves him. To the people who arrest him and torture him and beat him and kill him, he has nothing but gentleness and respect. He tells the truth and he bears all their anger. Because it is that love alone that rescues us from our fear. To know that solidly that we are beloved is what saves us from the fear that we all need to be saved from. Watch that story. Look at that love. And try to tell me that we have not been saved. In this story, you will see human nature at its worst. And God the way God always is. You will see your own brokenness. And our brokenness, our sorrow, and our guilt, and our evil, and you will also see your salvation and the salvation of the world. Watch and give thanks to God. Amen. While he was eating with them, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had blessed it, he gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." And then he took a cup, and when he had blessed it, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and drink from this, all of you. This is my blood, which is poured out for many, for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine again until I drink it new with you in God's realm." The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Gracious God, we give you thanks. You created us in your image, claimed us as your children, promised us your love, set us free from slavery, and judged the forces of oppression. In the fullness of time, you sent us Christ, who lived and taught, who came in your name and your spirit, who loved. Even amidst our brokenness, he healed. Amidst our evil, he forgave. In our sin, he loved us and gave us life. Therefore, we pray that you will pour out your Spirit on us and on these gifts, that they might be for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Fill us with your Spirit, that we might receive the love of Christ, that we might trust our gracious and perfect and complete salvation, and that we might live as the crucified and risen body of Christ, taken, blessed, broken, and given to this world for the sake of your love. All glory and honor is yours, O God, now and always. And so we pray as Jesus taught us, asking you always to teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.